This is the Sakar Murli of 10th of January 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father serves you with the nourishment of this knowledge and yoga and gives you great hospitality. So remain constantly happy and content and continue to offer hospitality to others according to Srimat. Question. What is the most invaluable thing of yours that you have to look after at this confluence age? Answer. In this most elevated Brahmin clan, that life of yours is most invaluable and you therefore have to look after your body very well. Do not think that it is just a puppet of clay and that it should finish. No, you have to keep it alive. If someone is ill, do not become fed up with that one. Just tell that person to continue to remember Shiv Baba. To the extent that you have remembrance, accordingly your sins will continue to be cut away. That person should continue to serve. He should stay alive and continue to remember Shiv Baba. Om Shanti. The spiritual father who gives each of you a third eye of this knowledge sits here and explains to you spiritual children. No one except the father can give you a third eye of this knowledge. Each of you children has now received a third eye of this knowledge. You now know that this old world is about to change. The poor people don't know the one who will change it or how he will change it because they don't have a third eye of this knowledge. You children have now received a third eye of this knowledge through which you now know the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. This is the saccharin of knowledge. Even one drop of saccharin is so sweet. There is just the one expression of this knowledge, Man Man Above. This expression is very sweet. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father is showing you the path to the land of peace and the land of happiness. The Father has come to give you children the inheritance of heaven, and so you children should have a great deal of happiness. It is said, there is no nourishment like happiness. It is as though it is nourishment for those who remain constantly happy and in pleasure. This is the powerful nourishment for staying in pleasure for 21 births. Continue to serve each other with this nourishment. This is very powerful nourishment for one another. No other human beings can offer this hospitality to other human beings. You offer spiritual hospitality to everyone on the basis of Srimat. To give someone the Father's introduction is also a true state. You sweet children know that you are receiving the gift of liberation in life from the unlimited Father. In the Golden Age, Bharat was liberated in life. It was pure. The Father gives very great and elevated nourishment. This is why there is the song. If you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopis. The nourishment of this knowledge and yoga is first class and wonderful, and it is only the one spiritual surgeon who has this nourishment. No one else knows about this nourishment. The Father says, sweet children, I have brought gifts on the palms of my hands for you. These gifts of liberation and liberation in life remain with me. It is I who come to give you these every cycle. Then Ravan snatches them away. Therefore, how high your mercury of happiness should rise in you children. You know that it is only the one father, teacher, and true Satguru who takes you back with him. You receive the kingdom of the world from the most beloved father. This is not a small thing. You should constantly remain cheerful. Godly student life is the best. This saying applies to this time. Then in the new world too, you will continue to celebrate in happiness. People of the world do not know when true happiness is celebrated. Human beings don't have any knowledge of the Golden Age, so they continue to celebrate it here. However, where can happiness come from in this old Tamopradan world? People here continue to cry out in distress. This is a world of such sorrow. The father shows you children a very easy path. Stay at home with your families and remain as pure as a lotus. Remember me while at your businesses. There is a lover and beloved. They continue to remember one another. That one is his beloved, and he is her lover. However, here it is not like that. Here you are lovers of the beloved for birth after birth. The father does not become your lover. You remember that beloved in order to call him here. You call out to him even more when there is a lot of sorrow. This is why there is the remembrance. Everyone remembers God in times of sorrow, and no one remembers him in times of happiness. At this time, the Father is the almighty authority. Day by day, Maya is also becoming a Tamopradan, almighty authority. Therefore, the Father says, "Sweet children, now become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. And together with this, imbibe divine virtues, and you will become like Lakshmi and Narayan." The main aspect in this study is remembrance. You have to remember the Highest on High Father with a lot of love and affection. That Father is the one who establishes the new world. The Father says, "I have come to make you children into the masters of the world. This is why you must remember me, so that your sins of many births can be cut away." The Purifier Father says, "You have become very impure. Therefore, now remember me, and you will become pure and become the masters of the pure world." People call out to the Father, the Purifier. Now that the Father has come, you definitely have to become pure. The Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. The Golden Age was definitely a pure world, and so all were happy there. Now once again, the Father says, "Children, continue to remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. This is now the confluence age. The boatman is taking you from this shore across to the other side. There is not only one boat. The whole world is like a big ship. He takes that across. You sweet children should have so much happiness. For you there is nothing but happiness. Wah, the unlimited Father is teaching us. Neither have you heard this before, nor have you studied this. God speaks, I am teaching you spiritual children Raja Yoga, and so you should study it fully. You should study it fully and also imbibe it fully. Everyone is always number-wise in studying anyway. Each of you should look at yourself. Am I the highest, average, or the lowest? The Father says, check yourself. Am I worthy of claiming a high status? Am I doing spiritual service? The Father says, O children, become serviceable and follow the Father. I have come for the sake of service. I do service every day. This is why I have taken this one's chariot. When this one's chariot becomes ill, I sit in this one and write a murli. When I cannot speak it through the mouth, I write it down instead, so that you children don't miss a murli. Therefore, I am also on service. This is spiritual service. You children too should engage yourself in doing the Father's service, on Godfatherly service. Those who make good effort are called Mahaviras. It is seen that the Mahaviras are those who follow Baba's directions. The Father's order is, consider yourselves to be souls and see others as brothers. Forget those bodies. Baba does not see bodies either. The Father says, I only see souls. However, there is the knowledge that a soul cannot speak without a body. I have entered this body. I have taken it on loan. Only when a soul is in a body can he study. Baba sits here, middle of the forehead. This is an immortal throne. A soul is an immortal image. A soul does not become smaller or larger. Bodies become smaller or larger. The middle of the forehead is the throne of each soul. Everyone's body is different. The immortal throne of some is that of a man, and the immortal throne of others is that of a woman. The immortal throne of some is of a child. The Father sits here and teaches spiritual drill to you children. Whenever you talk to anyone, first of all consider yourself to be a soul. I, a soul, am talking to this brother. Give the Father's message to remember Shiv Baba. It is by your having remembrance that the alloy will be removed from you. When alloy is mixed into gold, the value of the gold decreases. When alloy becomes mixed into you souls, you even become valueless. You have to become pure again. Each of you souls has now received a third eye of this knowledge. See your brothers through that eye. By having the vision of brotherhood, your sense organs will not become mischievous. If you want to claim your fortune of the kingdom and become the masters of the world, make effort. Consider everyone to be your brother and give this knowledge to them. This habit will then become firm. All of you are true brothers. The Father has come from up above, and you too came from up there. The Father, together with the children, is doing service. The Father gives you the courage to do service. When you then have courage, the Father helps you. Therefore, you should practice this I, this soul, am teaching my brother. It is the soul that studies. This is called the spiritual knowledge that you receive from the spiritual father. The father comes and gives you this knowledge at the confluence age. Consider yourselves to be souls. You came bodiless and adopted bodies here and played parts for 84 births. You now have to go back again. Therefore, consider yourselves to be souls and have the vision of brotherhood. You have to make this effort. You have to make your own effort. What concern do we have with others? Charity begins at home. That is, first consider yourselves to be souls and explain to your brothers, and the arrow will strike the target well. You have to fill yourselves with this force. Only when you make effort will you claim a high status. You also have to tolerate a few things. Just remain silent when anyone says anything wrong. What can others do if you remain silent? Clapping takes place with two hands. If the first one claps with the mouth, but the other one remains silent, then the first one will automatically become silent. Only when there is clapping of two hands is there noise. You children have to benefit each other. The father explains, children, if you want to remain constantly happy, become man above. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father. See souls, your brothers. So you children have to instill the habit of staying on this spiritual pilgrimage. This is for your benefit. You have to give the Father's teachings to your brothers. The Father says, I am giving you souls this knowledge. I only see souls. When a human being talks to another human being, he looks at his face. You speak to souls, and so you have to look at the souls. Although you give this knowledge through your bodies, you have to break the consciousness of your bodies. You souls understand that the Supreme Soul, the Father, is giving you this knowledge. The Father also says, I too look at souls. Souls also say, we are looking at the Supreme Soul, the Father. We are receiving this knowledge from him. This is called the give and take of spiritual knowledge of one soul with another. This knowledge is within you souls. This knowledge has to be given to souls. This is like power. When your knowledge is filled with power and you explain it to others, it will instantly strike the target. The father says, practice this and see if the arrow strikes the target. Instill this new habit and the consciousness of bodies will be removed and fewer storms of Maya will come. You will not have any bad thoughts. The criminal eye will not remain either. We souls have been around the cycle of 84 births. The play is now about to end. You now have to stay in remembrance of Baba. From Tamopradhan, become Satopradhan by having remembrance, and you will become the masters of the Satopradhan world. It is so easy. The father knows that it is in his part to give teachings to the children. This is not a new thing. I have to come every 5,000 years. I am bound by this bondage. I sit here and explain to you children. sweet children, remain on the pilgrimage of remembrance, and your last thought will lead you to your destination. This is the final period. Remember me alone, and you will receive salvation. The pillars will become strong with this pilgrimage of remembrance. Only once do you children receive these teachings for becoming soul conscious. This is such wonderful knowledge. Baba is wonderful, and Baba's knowledge is also wonderful. No one else can tell you this at any time. It is now the time to return home. This is why the Father says, "Sweet children, practice this. Consider yourselves to be souls and give this knowledge to souls. You have to use your third eye to see others as brothers. This is the greatest effort. This is the most elevated clan of you Brahmins. At this time, your lives are invaluable, and you therefore also have to look after those bodies. Because of being Tamopradan, the lifespans of those bodies have continued to decrease. To the extent that you stay in yoga now, so your lifespans will increase. In the golden age, they will have increased. Your lifespans will be 150 years, and you therefore have to look after your bodies. Do not think that it is a puppet of clay and so it should finish. No, you have to keep it alive. This is an invaluable life. If someone is ill, do not become annoyed with that person. Tell that person to remember Shiv Baba. To the extent that you have remembrance, accordingly your sins will continue to be cut away. That person should continue to serve. He should stay alive and continue to remember Shiv Baba. There is the understanding that he is remembering Baba. That soul is remembering in order to claim the inheritance from the Father. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, number-wise, according to your efforts, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Check yourself. In my efforts, am I the highest, average or the lowest? Am I worthy of claiming a high status? Do I do spiritual service? 2. With your third eye, see souls as brothers. Consider everyone to be a brother and give them this knowledge. Instill the habit of staying in the stage of soul consciousness, and your physical organs will not cause mischief. Blessing. May you create your great fortune through your great renunciation, the same as Father Brahma, and become a number one angel, and so a world emperor. The children who take every step in following Father Brahma, in his actions, are the children who receive the blessing of becoming number one angels, and so world emperors. Their minds and intellects are always surrendered to the Father. Just as Father Brahma, with his great renunciation, received great fortune, that is, he became the number one perfect angel and the number one world emperor. In the same way, the children who follow the Father will be great and full renunciates. They will renounce any trace of vices, even from their sanskars. Slogan: all supports are now to break, and so make the One Father your support. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. In order to transform all of matter, to change the tamoguni vibrations of souls who have tamoguni sanskars, to keep yourself safe from the atmosphere of unnecessary bloodshed, and to give cooperation to all souls, to carry out this unlimited task, make your mind powerful and full of good wishes. Om Shanti.